Okay, let's begin the 18th parak, page 330 in the art scroll, page 113 in the green Feldheim, Kuf Yud Gimel Feldheim, beginning of as the Ramchal started, Yesoid HaChasidus, the foundation of Chasidus, which is this parak, these prakim. Just to be clear, we all know this. This has nothing to do with Chasidim. As we said yesterday, and we always say, it doesn't mean you can't be a chassid if you're a chusid, but it doesn't mean anything about being chassidish. This is chassidus, as we're going to say in a second. Midas chassidus, tzricha hi be'emes lebe'er gadol. Obviously, chassidus needs a lot of explanation. Ki min hagim rabim u'drachim rabim u'ivrim bein rabim v'nei adam shem chassidus. People call chassidus. Ve'inam ela golme chassidus. It's only an outer shell of true chassidus. Bli toar ubli tzura ubli tikun. I have my translations in my Mesil Sisharim. But basically, without understanding it, without a tzura, without coherence, without effectiveness, it's very easy to call something as we're coming from Tahara. Tahara is all about Pnimius, and now we enter the world of Chasidus, which is pure Pnimius, as we're going to see. Unfortunately, it comes because a person doesn't delve into it, and we're very superficial. Kiloi tarchu v'loi nesyagu ladas. As Derech Hashem b'yidia b'rura v'yishara, a person who doesn't toil, and a person is not miyageya, also where you toil and you become tired over, to know the way of Hashem clearly and straight. It's not a black. It's not a check off. It's not a chart to make check offs. And a person did not, as we said in the Hakdamah, and Chachma is only something that has Ian. Ian means to be Ma'ayin, to think about, to delve, to be Shoikel, to question, to ask, to have Shakla Vitaria, to go back and forth, to understand. As he's going to talk about Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem and what that is. They have made a bed, they have made rot the smell of Chasidus. People think, and people actually are intelligent. They're not able to delve into what it really is. People think that it has to do with how you dress. Again, we're not talking about chassidim. I don't want anyone to chas v'shalom think. We're not knocking anyone. But the Ramchal is saying that you think that it's about davening long, it's about viduyim gedolim, confessions, crying. Isn't that incredible? Crying. Crying is an emotion. Hishtachavoyos, bowing, acting strange. Gedolos psikvu azorim sheyomis by madam zatzmai, which I think is incredible. The Ramchal says, you're killing yourself. You're killing yourself. And you think that that's what it's about. Ketfilos hakerach, back in the day, right? They would go ahead and be toivel in freezing cold, sheleg, snow, ice. A Baal Tshuva needs a little bit about this. Some of it to someone who's Pirish. This is not the foundation of what Chasidus is. The good of these things that are done maybe are a side dish, so to speak, to what Chassidus is. Ach, metzias Chassidus atzmai udavar amok ma'od lahavino yal nachain. It's very deep to understand it. He uses the lashon lahavin al navain. It needs processing. It's not just a chachma. It needs understanding. Thank you, Hashem, for the Ramchal. It's refreshing. It's fundamental. It's foundational on chachma rabba and fixing who you are. Anyone who has a chacham lev, interesting, right? I think they say about Moshe Rabbeinu, chacham lev, that you'll run after it. Kirak lachachamim lahasigoi be'emes. Chein amr zechron racha v'loi ama aretz chasid. It's deep, as we're going to delve in. We're only 5 minutes in. And now he goes, now he's saying what it's not. Oh, thank you, Hashem. I love this line. It's a shame. I don't know why Hashem made it that I'm not in my actual Mesilas Yesharim, because I see it right there. And he says now, this is what it is. Unevar ata zala seder. He goes very step by step. Hine shoyrish achsidus huma, the root, the foundation of chsidus is ashrei adam sha'amalai batoira. Fortunate is a person who toils in Torah, v'oyse nachas ruach liyotzrei, and he brings a nachas to Hashem, to his creator. So there are two parts. There's ashrei adam, ashrei misha amaloi b'toira, and he brings pleasant nachas. He brings nachas to Hashem. Ve'inyan hu kinei amitzus hamutos al kol yisrael kfar yedu esein v'chavasu ne'erechem yagas. We know the mitzvahs. They're very complex, and there's a lot. On the misha oyev es habari spoke shmayav amitzus. His goal is not to check off that I did a mitzvah. It's much deeper than that. It's a occurrence of a relationship. Like I said today in Shir, Yiddishkeit is not a religion. Judaism is not a religion. It's a relationship with Hashem. That's what Chassidus is. It's opening up my world that I want a relationship with Hashem like a son to a father. Just knowing, it's being able to read between the lines what my father wants from me. When you know your father wants something, when you know that there's something pleasing to him, you don't just do exactly what he asks you to do. You can smell and you understand deeply, this is who my father is. This is what he wants. I love that lashon. Even if your father just hints to it, it means that I sense what my father wants. And we all have that. A son can sense what his father wants. And the chassidus is, I sense, what does Hashem want? What does Hashem want? It's not the actions that a person does. That's also a person has to do actions. But it's, what does Hashem want from me? What does he want from me? He doesn't have to tell me exactly. Oh, is it mutter? Is it aser? Does it say it in the Shulchan Aruch? Does it not say it? What does Hashem want from you? What does Hashem want? Va'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem elokecha shoyel me'imach. What does Hashem want from me? What does he want? Not what I have to do. Not what I should do. What does Hashem want me to do? And even if he didn't tell you straight out, came to Yochel Adun ba'atzmai, she'adavar hu nachas ruch lefonav, v'layamten she'etzvir yoysu beferush. I don't need him to tell me, oh, zman kriyashma, not zman kriyashma. Was I yoy, is zman tefillah not? Obviously, those are important. It's important to know zmanim. It's important to know. But it's about, what does Hashem want? What does he want me to do? What does he want me to wake up in the morning and say, Moida ani lefenecha, to be makabel o malchus shamayim? He wants, what does he want from me? Yoyser shiomele pamacheres. I'm not going to wait till he tells me anything. I know I'm going to learn Hashem, as we say over and over. Va'adam yoda eschavi ishtoi. To love someone, to connect to someone, is to know them. To know what Hashem wants. To know what Hashem wants from me. What does he want from me? Okay, that's the beginning of Chassidus. Shvi Zoicha, less than 10 minutes a day, keeps the Yetzirah away, and that day we did it.